اذا في اشعار فضل الشيخ عارف بالله رومي وقت حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختصم دام اللہ فیوزہم. The title is سر کو پیغام ہے کچھ سبا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے, جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے, رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے. بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے, رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے, رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے, روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے, روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے, روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم, ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم, چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے. ذکر تیرا کریں بیٹھ کر ہم, چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے, چاہیے وہ زمین دو سرا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق, وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو روشن کرے قدرت حق, وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے, وہ دیا کیا بجھے گا ہوا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہو خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے. مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے, مالک دو جہاں گر تو چاہے, سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے, سلطنت دے درے بے نوا سے. جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے, عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، بے نیازی ہے ہر ماں سوا سے، رابطہ گر قوی ہو خدا سے، رابطہ گر قوی ہے خدا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے، دل ہے ممنون ان کی عطا سے، روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے، روح نادم ہے اپنی خطا سے، جس کو نسبت عطا ہے خدا سے، عرض قائم ہے ایسے گدا سے.
الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله. This poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakat to whom Sarku Pegham hai kuch Saba se. My head, myself, I've got a message. Saba is the morning wind, the wind that blows in the morning. Poets use this very commonly, the morning wind, Saba. So I've got some message for the morning wind. What is that message? In other words, for the day when it starts, for all people. Jisko nisbat ata hai khuda se, that person who has got nisbat, connection with Allah Ta'ala. And what is connection with Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali has given a beautiful definition. Nisbat usi ka naam hai, nisbat usi ka naam hai, ki unki ghali se aap nikalne na paaye. What is nisbat? That you just can't stop thinking of Allah. Even if you want to, you can't stop thinking of Allah Ta'ala. Forget namazes, forget dhikr and tilawat, all the time you are thinking of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person thinks of Allah Ta'ala and he realizes Allah is watching me, and Allah is watching every creation of his all the time, and a person then thinks that I don't know if Allah is happy with me or if Allah is unhappy with me. A beautiful dua at that time is taught in the Hadith Sharif, وَلَكَ الْأُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. And oh Allah, I'll keep on trying to please you until you become happy with me. So that is nisbat. But today, unfortunately, we come to Allah's house and we don't realize it, we are in Allah's house. How many times, how much noise carries on in Allah's house? And then when we are in namaz, we are supposed to be now, like you go to somewhere for an appointment, so you are waiting in a waiting room. And then when you get your appointment, now you are with that person. So when we come to the masjid, it is like we have come to the waiting room. When we enter into namaz, now we are in direct communication with Allah Ta'ala. But unfortunately, how many of us, we are totally unmindful even when we are in namaz. So nisbat is, and many people ask this question, how to get concentration in namaz. Concentration is to get nisbat with Allah. Then automatically you're going to think of Allah Ta'ala all the time. Arz qaim hai aise ghada se. The world is standing because of such servants of Allah Ta'ala. Ye ghada, and one is ghada, that is a donkey. And this is ghada. Ghada, that those who are those true servants of Allah Ta'ala, humble, they have humbled themselves totally. So the world is alive, not because of all science and technology and all computers, but because of such people. And those who take the name of Allah Ta'ala, it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif. that as long as there is one person to take Allah's name, Allah will keep this world going. So it is the ihsan of the Muslims on the world. We are thinking that these people who have made cell phones, computers and fax machines, that they have done a favor to us. It is the favor of these people on mankind that the world is still established. May Allah take us out of our inferiority complex and let us realize the value of Iman and the value of the name of Allah Ta'ala. بِنِيَازِ هَيْ هَرْ مَا سِوَا سَيْ. When a person has got no connection with anyone, doesn't depend on anything, on anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, رَابِطَا غَرْكَوِي هَيْ خُدَا سَيْ. And this happens when the connection with Allah is strong, then he doesn't go and beg in front of people, he doesn't go and humble himself in front of people. If his connection is with Allah, Allah will see people will do his work. He won't have to go around begging, etc. But people will be doing his work. Dil hai mamnoon unki ata se. The heart is mamnoon, the favors of, when a person realizes a favor of someone, that the heart realizes the favors of the gifts of Allah Ta'ala. Ruh nadim hai apni khata se. And at the same time, the soul, the ruh, is very sorrowful of the sins that it is committing. This also has been explained very beautifully in the Hadith Sharif. Allahumma bihamdika saraft. Oh Allah, it is by your praises, by your kindness, your favors, that I'm walking around, I'm living, whatever I'm doing, it's only your favors. Wa bi dhanbi i'taraft. And I accept my faults fully. In fact, your azab should have been coming on me. Torrents of fire should be coming down on me. But you, so much of your ni'mat, that I'm being pressed down under your ni'mat, and I realize your ni'mat. That is when a person has nisbat, then he will realize whatever. He sees his wife, he sees his children, his house, Allah, you gave me this to me. You have hunger, that is also a ni'mat of Allah. When you have hunger, how you enjoy your food, then the food is also a ni'mat. And many times we don't think, but not only the food, that also we don't think, but the container where the food is kept in. If we do not have that cup to put the tea in, how should we drink the tea? From the teapot. Even the teapot, if we shouldn't have, how? All these are so many favors of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Zikr tera kare baith kar hum. We sit and make your zikr remember you. This is one thing very great. And zikr, we shouldn't only think of it, that we repeat the names of the la ilaha illallah, etc. And that is the zikr of Allah, no doubt. But if it is done in ghaflat, then that is also ghaflat. That zikr is also ghaflat. But if a person, even his tongue is not moving, and he's just thinking, Ya Allah, what favors of yours upon me? Chahiye wo zameen dusra do sira se. Chahiye wo zameen do sira se. Such a ground, we want it from both ends of the world. Such a ground where people are sitting, and not only outwardly remembering Allah, but really from their hearts, realizing how bad we are, what the great favors of Allah, how Allah has created the heavens and the earth, how Allah Ta'ala carries how much of water in one cloud, and not one drop falls without Allah's command. And when Allah wants it to rain down, it can come down as a cloud burst also. Or it pours down lightly, comes down lightly, or it pours down heavily. All, what is that water which is so heavy, it is being carried on the air. And Allah moves it wherever He wants to. And then wherever Allah wants to, and how many times the clouds are so much, we are sure it's going to rain, and not a drop of rain falls. And sometimes the sunshine is out, and it starts raining. What is the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? Jisko roshan kare qudrat-e haq, him whom Allah Ta'ala gives honor, respect in this world, whom Allah makes bright and shining in this world, wo diya kya bujhega hawa se. That light, that lamp, the wind, where can it put it off? The wind of jealous people, the people who scoff and jeer at him, who take out, or who criticize him, that light cannot go off by those winds. The light which Allah Ta'ala has lit, and Allah has made it shining, nobody in the world can put that light off. The people are trying so hard to put off the light of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What all, what are they making? Jay cartoons and all this. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person in Medina Sharif told us, when all these cartoons came out, then there were many billboards everywhere. People must read more Durood Sharif. More people started reading Durood. They tried and put off that light. That light became even more brighter. They trying to put off the light, but the amount of people going to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, just not ending, just carrying on and on. And if there wasn't that restriction for the few 1-2 months after Hajj, then that time also should be full, all the time. The ambassador of Saudi Arabia, he says that we were live in Medina, but so many tourists, we don't get a chance, we can't enjoy Medina. So many people, so how the world want to put off that light, but that light is just shining stronger and stronger. Malike do jahan agar tu chahe, if you want the king of the two worlds, and Allah is prepared to come become yours. And Allah does not fit in the heavens, He does not fit in the earth, but He fits in the heart of a mu'min. If you want Allah to come in your heart, not difficult. Sultanate de dare be nawase, give your kingdom. And don't have any fear in giving that kingdom of yours. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says that Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh gave his whole kingdom of Balkh. He gave it up. He went in the jungles and Allah, he found Allah. When he found Allah, he found a much more. And one time when he was sitting at a river, sewing some of his clothes with a rusted needle, one minister of his who was in his parliament when he was ruling walked past and said, "Oh, look at this stupid man. He had the whole kingdom. He didn't have to sew clothes. He had new clothes every day. And if anything was needed, he had a royal tailor to do it. But here he's sitting like a poor beggar and he's sewing his own clothes." So Allah Ta'ala opened that on Ibrahim ibn Adham. He took his needle and threw it in the water. And then he ordered the fish to bring his needle. Hey, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayhi, such a great alim. He says 100,000 fish came up with golden needles in their mouth and presented it. He said, "This is not my needle." And he sent them back, "Bring my rusted needle." One of them went and brought his rusted needle. Then he looked up at that minister and he asked him, "Whose kingdom, was that kingdom better or is this kingdom better?" Such a kingdom Allah Ta'ala gives. So Al-Hadrat Ahmad Barakatum says that today we don't have a whole kingdom to give away. But when you have your desire to look at a woman and you make this sawda, this sale with Allah Ta'ala, that Ya Allah, if I had the whole kingdom of France, whole kingdom of Europe or whatever, then and I could give it to get this girl, but for your sake I won't. Then you'll also get that same reward of Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham. And Allah brings us opportunity for everyone. When such a woman come and your heart wants to see, then you just tell yourself, "Ya Allah, if I had this whole South Africa, if I was the owner, not the ruler, the owner of it, I could have given it and got this girl. But I give it away, I want you, O Allah. I don't want this woman, I don't want anything." Then that same sacrifice, and you will get Allah like that also. And in whose heart Allah comes, what to say of the condition of that person? May Allah give us the reality of this. Who brought somebody new today? Nobody. Who tried? Few people tried. Okay, try more inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We were reading about business principles which are taught by Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those same principles are being taught in just all fashion language in universities, and big degrees are given on that. But it is the same thing which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught. Mazdooro aur karkuno ka rizq unke bazuo mein hai. Workers, laborers, Allah put their rozi in their muscles. In their hands, their legs, they work, and they Allah has put their rozi. Jismani taqat jo qudrat ki ata hai, this bodily strength which they have got, which also Allah has given, whether it's brains, Allah has given it, whether it's your physical strength, Allah has given that. Zariya risk bhi hai, it is a gift from Allah. You got nice good health, you work, a laborer, how much he works, how hard he works, and that is the means of getting his rozi also. Haath chalte hai aur pet palte hai. The hands, legs are working and the stomach is getting full. Either they earning and they filling their stomach. Kasib ka risk kasb mein hai. The person who is earning, kasib, his roze, it is in his kasb, in his work what he is doing. Kasib mehnati, ameer ho ya gharib, wo Allah ka dost hai. And a person who works, who is not lazy, who is a worker, Allah likes that person. Whether he is a poor person or a rich person, but a person who is not lazy, Allah likes a working person. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. Allah says, we created man in labor. Kabad also means hard work. And when a person works hard, his liver functions properly. And when his liver functions properly, his whole body is healthy. But a person who is lazy, who doesn't do physical work, then that person, his health also is destroyed. Allah likes a person. One time, one person came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and made musafaha salam. His hands were very hard and rough. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, your hands are so hard and rough. He said, I work in a mine. So my hands are very hard. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed those hands and said that these are Mubarak hands that work so hard to gain the rose. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised the earnings of Dawood alayhi salam, that he should work with his hand to get his earnings. So to work is a great thing. To be lazy is disliked by Allah Ta'ala very much. Kuch mumalik mein jinsiyat bhi muashiyat ka ek hissa hai. In some countries, almost all the countries now today, were gender issue. That is also a source of income they have made, the gender issue. Jo gumrahi hai. That is totally wrong. That is not supposed to be. Kharche risk se wabasta hai, but it is also connected with rozi. Guna to hai, lekin risk ka zariya hai. It is a guna, but it is a means of earning one's rozi. Is maqam par madhab insan ki rehnumai karta hai. On this, yeah, at this point he says that religion guides mankind. Mazhab batata hai ki halal kya hai, haram kya. In earning, it is religion, deen, that teaches us what is halal, what is haram. Jais kya hai, najais kya hai. What is jais, what is najais. Thawab kya hai, azab kya hai. What is thawab and what is azab. Karam kya hai, sitam kya hai. What is kind, what it is to be kind to people, and what it is to swear people, to be abusive of people, to take away the izzat. How people in the workplace, many times they take the izzat and respect of people. Saans ki aari hasti ka shajar kaat rahi hai. The saw of breath, it is cutting, the saw of breath is cutting all the time our life. The tree of our life, the saw of breath is cutting the tree off all the time. Every breath that we are taking, our life is becoming shorter. Saans band ho jawe, to risk ki tamam ifadiyat hamare liye hamesha ke liye khatam ho jati hai. Once our breath is finished, or we die, then all the benefits of earning rozi, all the system of rozi, now it is useless for us. Jaiz zaruriyat ko najaiz kamai se pura karna himaqat bhi hai aur guna bhi hai. Jais necessities which we have got. You need a house, you have to look after your family, you have to eat, all those things. But to earn it in a najais way, in a haram way, that is stupidity also, and it is haram also. Haram ki kamai par parne wali aulad lazmi taur par baghi hogi. Those children that are brought up with haram earnings, definitely those children will become very disobedient to their parents. And they will renegade and turn against their parents. Be adab hogi, they will don't have any respect. Gustakh hogi, they will swear and they will humiliate their parents. Duhra azab hai, there are two punishments for such a person who earns haram. Aqibat bhi barbad aur aulad bhi barbad. One's akhirat is also destroyed and you destroyed your children also. Now, one very important aspect in business dealings, wa'ada, promises. Businessmen always make promises. I will deliver your goods now. I will get this for you by tomorrow. I will do this. All these promises, they hold a very, very fundamental position in business. Wa'ada ki haisiyat karubar mein reer ki haddi kisi hai. Making promises in business holds the position of the backbone. If your backbone, forget, it's just little problems. One slip disc, or just a little bit something, one disc is just touching, rubbing against another disc, how lot problems a person has. Promise is like that in business. Tijarati in Siram ka ek mahir. Perry apni kitab mein wada ke mutalliq likhta hai. One authority on business principles, Perry, he writes in his kitab with regard to promises in business, ke naye business mein man ke wada ki pabandi ki aadat hi se mukhtasar arsa mein dusron se mukhtalif aur behtar kar sakti hai. Businessmen who are true to their promises, they in a very short time they shine out different from the other business people and they become much more successful also. Is kunji ke zariye wo kam waqt mein apne liye zyada se zyada kamyabi ke darwaze khol sakta hai. But by fulfilling your promises and being true to your promises, in a little while you become very, very successful and you go far ahead. Quran Majid mein ifa ke ki sakht taqeed ki gayi. In the Quran, lot stress has been laid that a person must fulfill his promises. Irshad Rabbani hai, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, awfu bil uqood. O you who believe, see that whatever promises you make, whatever agreements you make, you fulfill them. So if a businessman does this, go out of his way to do it, then you will see that how successful he will become. In another place, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْئُولًا. And fulfill your promises. You are going to be asked of these agreements and promises that you make. And it doesn't have to be in writing. Just words, what we say, we promise something, we must fulfill that. And from here also we learn that don't just make wild promises. Just to get a sale, to get the customer, I'll do it for you. No, if you can't, tell the person, I'm sorry, I can't do it. If you can, then go out of your way. Even if you have to lose other sales, but to see that this promise you made, that you fulfill it, this is very, very important. Even if there wasn't the sawab, and even if there wasn't your business going to improve and you're going to be a good businessman, but it's a command of Allah. We have to fulfill that command. Jis mazhab mein wada ki mutalik itne sakht ahkam ho. In which religion, Islam, there are so much stress of fulfilling the promises, us par amal karke zindagi guzarne aur karubar karne wale kis tarah nuksan ka muh dekh sakte hai. A person who will practice on this, fulfill his promises, then in passing his life, in doing business, when will he ever be able to see the face of unsuccessfulness? He will definitely be successful all the time. Aam dekha gaya hai. He says, generally we have seen, karubari zindagi mein wada khilafiya, adalato mein aziyat, naak marahil tay karati hai. That this not fulfilling promises, it lands up in court your matters. And there are big, big court cases that are being fought. Qanun ne is qanun khilafi ki alag andaz mein saza muqarrar kar rakhi hai. And laws of governments, they also have fixed certain punishments for this. For breaking of one's promises. Anyway, this fulfilling one's promises is one very, very important. In business, just to get a sale, many times we just go wild and we promise the customer what and what. But then we don't fulfill that promise. We just got, that should not be the case. It's very, very important. And Islam, as we can see, is not only about namaz and roza, but namaz is our business also. Our dealings with our customers, our friends, in our home, how we relate with our wives, with our family, with our workers, our servants. That is all part of Islam. And it's necessary that this whole Islam must come into us. If just part of it comes, then which Hazrat Ahmad Barakatum explains from Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, that in the Quran Allah has said, Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. There is absolutely no doubt. Open your ears and listen that in the dhikr of Allah, hearts find solace. And dhikr of Allah, yeah, it's not only you make 5 minutes dhikr and you are half sleepy and you're not even concentrating. No, Allah fi dhikrillah. Ye ba is in the meaning of fi. When you are immersed, soaked in the dhikr. And ye dhikr means fulfilling every command of Allah. When you fulfill every command of Allah from morning to night, for in all your things, then 100% you're going to find solace and peace. But and just say, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah explains that a fish, when it is even half out of water, It is half in water, but it doesn't find solace. Only when it's full, and the minute a fish senses danger, it goes in deep water. So just like that, a person must be in half zikr. That half we fulfill namazes we are making, business we doing it in another way. Our wives, we treat them in another way. No, everything full, we must be in the water of Islam. Not half out and half in. That some things we do according to our desires, some things we do according to Western way, something we do according to Eastern way. No, everything, we must be immersed in Islam. That is when a peace person will find peace and solace. May Allah give us tawfiq and bring this reality. And really, if we're coming with that niyat to bring this in our lives, Allah is most kind, He will bring it. But if we are using the name of Khanqa, Tabligh, Umrah, it's something else, we got a hidden agenda, then Allah will even expose such a person. If we are sincere, the object what is of Tabligh, of coming to the Khanqa, of going for Umrah, etc., we do that. What is the object to bring deen into our lives? Allah won't deprive us. He will give us, and He'll give us the whole of deen. And it's not long that in this world you will find that solace and peace in your heart. Jannat will come, still it's far. But in this world already Allah will give you a taste of Jannat. This other poem of Hadrat Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali. نعمت یہ مبارک ہو کہ احمد کبھی تجھ کو وہ دام محبت سے نہ آزاد کر دیں گے. نعمت یہ مبارک ہو, a blessing which is a very blessing, very blessed نعمت blessing, کہ احمد کبھی تجھ کو, he is referring to himself, speaking to himself, that never ever will you be وہ دام محبت سے نہ آزاد کر دیں گے, that Allah will never free you from the price of your love. In other words, once a person, Allah has taken him by him, and Allah will never free that person, keep him in His love. This which poets say, that this bimari is a very blessed bimari. And, O Allah, increase me in this bimari, this love of yours. Why is it called a bimari? Now you're not worried of dunya, you're not doing your dunya things properly. People say this person is like a mad person. Our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatum was going to Murray in Pakistan, which is a hill station, and with in a bus they were traveling. With them was a Hakim, who was first in Pakistan, later he was in India, and he was like a Majzoob. And he was sitting near the bus driver, and those roads going down, one side high mountain, other side a deep valley, and those sharp bends and turns, etc. When we went to one time when we were students, there we in those that road, the bus driver didn't have brakes. He was just using his hand brakes and controlling. Allahu Akbar, how dangerous. So there, this Hakim, he shouted, Allah, Allah. Hazrat called him right at the back. He said, you're sitting by the bus driver, if he makes one mistake there, you, me and the whole bus, all of us, Peer and Murid, will be down in the valley there. So Hazrat asked him, are you mad? You half mad? He said, please make dua, Allah make me full mad. So in this medicine, you don't want to be half mad. When you taste of the love of Allah, not half mad, full mad in the love of Allah Ta'ala, a person wants to. So this is that love of Allah. If a person gets that love, he doesn't want to take it away, he wants it to increase all the time. Allah Ta'ala shanhu apne karam se jinko apna maqbool bana lete hai, whom Allah Ta'ala in His kindness makes Him His, that this is my accepted servant, this is my beloved. Unko phir kabhi mardood nahi farmate. Allah Ta'ala never let that person again, let him be thrown away. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, man yartad minkum. Those people who become murtad. Fasawfa ya'ti Allahu biqawm, Allah will bring not one person, man yartad, one person. In place Allah will bring a whole qawm, a whole nation. And the qualities Allah explains of them, yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. That yuhibbuhum, Allah loves them, and they will love Allah. In other words, from this ayat, ulama of tafsir have deduced, a person who has got love of Allah will never become mardood. Shaitan, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah Ali says, he was an alim also. So much so that he knew the fine points of every shariat of every Nabi. He was an abid also. There wasn't a piece of ground to the extent of one span of the hand where he did not make sajda. He was arif also. He recognized Allah Ta'ala so much that he knew when Allah was very angry, that Allah is not such that Allah's anger over, that Allah gets lost in his anger and he doesn't know what he's doing. Na'uzu billah, that is impossible for Allah Ta'ala. Neither does the love of Allah overpower him that now he doesn't know what he's doing in his life. We sometimes, in our anger, what and what don't we do? We are sorry for it ever. It's impossible for Allah. At that time, when Allah was so angry with him, he said, Ya Allah, he made dua, let me live till Qiyamah's day. And Allah accepted his dua. He knew in that condition of Allah's anger also, Allah still is in control and Allah accepted. But what he wasn't, an ashiq. He wasn't a lover. Love, if a person has of deen, of Allah, of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that person will never be thrown away. But if a person hasn't got love, he can make lot of ibadat. There is a possibility that he gets thrown out from the court of Allah Ta'ala. He can be the biggest alim, he can be thrown out also. He can be the biggest arif also, he can be thrown out. But ashik, he won't be thrown out. Yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. And from here the ulama also have written that first yuhibbuhum, Allah loves them. And in, as a result of Allah's love, they love Allah. When Allah loves a person, the starting point of this love is from Allah's side. When Allah loves a person, then that person finds Allah's love in his heart. And he starts loving Allah. Very fortunate are those people who feel the love of Allah in their heart. Not only that we are very pabund with our ibadat, etc., but this love of Allah Ta'ala. So those people will never be thrown away. Usse banate hai, kyunke wo maqbool hi, usse banate hai, jo inka hamesha ba wafa rehta hai. And Allah Ta'ala only makes those servants of His who are accepted in His court, who Allah knows, Allah has got knowledge of everything. So Allah knows that these people permanently, they will be mine. They will love me, they will be obedient to me. Such people Allah chooses and makes in them His maqbool servants. علم مستقل جس کو نہیں ہوتا وہ تو غدار اور بے وفا کو با وفا حالات حاضرہ سے بنا سکتا ہے. A person who hasn't got knowledge of everything, it's very possible that those who are loyal to you and those who are not loyal to you, all of them you make them close to you. How many cases شیخ الہند حضرت مولانا قاسم نانوتوی رحمت اللہ who fought against the British. He is the person who was giving him paan, who sat right next to him. He was a spy for the British. So such a person, Hazrat kept him so close, but he didn't know what is the future. This was the person who knew all the secrets, because in every meeting he's there. He was there all the time, and he's the one who was the spy. So in this world, people, human beings, we don't know. We haven't got full knowledge. That is this my true friend, or is he my enemy? He's just in the form of a friend. We don't know. But Allah Ta'ala knows 100%. Allah knows the future, everything. Jaisa ki makhlooq mein mushahid hai. And this we see happening in this world. It happens many times. وَهَذَا لِلْخَالِقْ مَحَالٌ. And for Allah, it's impossible that Allah doesn't know. And Allah made a mistake and made a wrong person. He made him his close person. Allah made, na'uzu billah, it's impossible. پابند محبت کبھی آزاد نہیں ہے اس قید کی اے دل کوئی میعاد نہیں ہے. And this is in this beautiful poem, پابند محبت, those people who have got محبت, they are never free. They are bound in that محبت. They are all the time with rules, regulations, you might find loopholes. But with محبت, you'll want to do more. You want to, so a person who has the love of Allah, and that love is at that level, he'll be always loyal to Allah Ta'ala. Is qaid ki e dil koi mi'ad nahi. And there's no time limit for this love of Allah Ta'ala, there's no time limit. One Sardarji, we got married. After a few days, his wife saw him studying his marriage certificate. Very, very interesting. She asked, what are you studying? He's looking, I'm looking for the expiry date. So that is not love where you look for expiry date. So with Allah Ta'ala, a person who has got that love of Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't look for expiry date. Like some people, Ramzan, they make lot ibadat. After that, gone to the resort. Now we must go and cool off. Too much ibadat we made. Or they came from Umrah, straight gone to a hotel, to a resort, to cool off. No, this love of Allah, there is no cooling off. There is more, you get more and more, you want it more, this enjoyment of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Murabbi Mushfiq Hadrat bhi apne talibin ke saath yahi muamla farmate hai. And this is not only a matter of Allah, but even the Shaykh with his murid, with his murids, where there is the genuine connection, he does the same. That love he has, he wants it all the time. کہ تربیت و اصلاح کی غرض سے اگر دور فرماتے ہیں تو ہماتن اس پر متوجہ بدعا رہتے ہیں. If for some reason, for his islah, he tells him, don't come to majlis for 3 weeks, or don't come in front of me for so long. But in his heart, now he's making more dua for that person. That was just to correct him, but now he's making more dua for that person. اور سو جان سے اس پر ستم سوری کے حالت میں کرم مانوی سے متوجہ رہتے ہیں. And not only with one life, with 100 lives, in that case, like he's angry on that murid, or he's upset with him and chased him out, etc. But then, with 100 lives, he's turning inside his, with his heart, towards him. اور سو جیسا کہ حضرت کعب ابن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ فرماتے ہیں کہ ہم جب زمان ہجرہ میں حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو دیکھتے تھے تو آپ روح مبارک کا انحراف فرماتے تھے. کعب ابن مالک رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ and other 3 صحابہ who didn't go out in the battle, they say that then they got their punishment and they were boycotted and they were given a time. During that time when they were boycotted by everyone, even Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the other Muslims, even to such a state that nobody was allowed to make salam or give answer to their salam also. But they say in that condition we should see that when we look at Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he looked away. But when he saw that we not watching, his eyes were fully on us. And the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, somebody, Allahu Akbar, you can give the 2 words for that, that Huzur sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his kindness towards somebody. اور جب ہم نہیں دیکھتے تھے تو نگاہ نبوت ہم پر کرم انداز ہوتی تھی. And when we were not watching, حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, what kindness and what feeling he was looking at us. So this was just outwardly, just for a تربیت, for a, to teach him a nice lesson. نعم ما قال المجذوب. حضرت خواجہ عزیز خواجہ عزیز الحسن صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ says, یوں نظر تو مجھ پر ڈالی جائے گی جب میں دیکھوں گا ہٹا لی جائے گی. That my Shaykh also, he'll like this, he'll be looking at me nicely, happily, but when I'm looking, he'll turn away his face again. جو چیز تیرے ذوق میں اف جور و ستم ہے. That thing which is تیرے ذوق میں, in your nature, in your way, which is like turning your attention, swearing, being unhappy with somebody, احساس میں عاشق کے وہی لطف و کرم ہے. But the lover, even that he enjoys, that when the person you love, even if they are shouting you, you enjoy it. If there's true love between husband and wife, the wife is angry and shouting, the husband will keep quiet, but inside he's happy that she's shouting at me. The same way, when the husband is shouting, if there's true love, that a person even enjoys that shouting. May Allah Ta'ala give us these realities. Let it not just be that we are reading and that we are coming, but Allah bless us. And Allah is most kind. If we just have our attention that we want to make our life, Allah will never deprive us. In this kitab of, we were reading where Hadrat ended that the main thing is connection of the heart, not outward connection. A person might be very close outwardly, but inside is, and one person may be far away, he doesn't come also, he's very far. Uwais Qarni rahmatullah alayh, that because of his mother's khidmat, he wanted to come for Huzur sallallahu alayhi sohbat, to become a sahabi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, make your mother's khidmat. On the one hand, he can never be thousands of Uwais Qarni, cannot be equal to one sahabi, the lowest ranking of the sahaba radiallahu anhu. On the other hand, his position was so high that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that told Hazrat Umar radiallahu, when you meet Uwais Qarni, ask him to make dua for you and ask him to make dua for the ummah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu, what a man he must be, what his stages must be, that Allah's Rasul sallallahu is telling Sayyidina Umar, ask him to make dua for you and make dua for the ummah also. So that the hearts must be connected. Well, the poem which Hazrat had mentioned, ankh se ankh mili, dil se magar dil na mila. The eyes met, but the hearts didn't meet. عمر بھر ناؤ پر بیٹھے. Whole life you sat on your boat, magar sahil na mila. But you didn't reach the shore. So the thing is, but the hearts must meet. Not just outwardly that a person tries and make his sheikh happy or something, but with the heart, that is where a person gets great benefit. افسوس کے بعض لوگ دنیا کے حسینوں سے محبت کرنا جانتے ہیں. What a pity, Hazrat says, there are so many people who know how to win over a woman, how to trick her, how to win her over. لیکن اللہ والی جن کی روح آفتاب اور مہتاب سے زیادہ حسین اور روشن ہے. But اللہ والا whose hearts are more beautiful than the sun and the moon. What is 1 or 10 or 20 beautiful women? Allah wala, whose hearts are connected with Allah Ta'ala, unki muhabbat karna nahi jante. They don't know how to make muhabbat with these people. Dunya's things they know, their business, they know how to make money. They know their cars, they know their houses, they know their gardens, they know so many things. They'll know their computers, but how to make muhabbat with Allah wala? Unfortunately, Hazrat say, there are some people who don't know. Hala کہ دراصل یہی حضرات محبت کے قابل ہیں. When in fact it is only these people really who are worthy of loving. Because by their love you'll get the love of Allah. Your true life will come into you. You'll get jannat. Eternal pleasure and bliss you will get. مولانا فرماتے ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ کے پاک بندوں کی محبت کو جان کے اندر رکھ لو. مولانا جلال الدین رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ says, the pure love of Allah wala, put it in your heart, in your life, deep down. Rakhlo, jamalo, make it solid, engrave it in your hearts. Aur khabardar, dil kisi ki muhabbat mein mat dena, and beware, never ever give your love for anyone or anything else. Magar inko dil dena, jinka dil Allah wala hone se acha dil hota hai. But give your heart to those people, by whose heart your heart will become a good heart. And you'll find Allah Ta'ala in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Aise dil ko Quran mein qalb-e-saleem se pukara gaya hai. Such a heart in the Quran is called qalb-e-saleem. Illa man atallaha biqalbin saleem. Barakas dunya ke fani haseenon ke, on the opposite, the other end, those who give their hearts for the beauties of this world, jinka anjaam yeh hai, whose result is this, ke absurda gul ki tarah kal mur jaye. Just like a flower, rose, that is withered away, tomorrow it has got no value. Murjawe honge, aur inke aashik bhi nadamat se afsurda honge. And the person who loved that rose that is withered now, that lover also, he'll also become now displeased and become sad. Now Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, one Hindu in Allahabad who married a very beautiful woman, but in a few years she passed away. He went mad. And he said, if I knew you're going to die so soon, I shouldn't have given my heart to you. He went mad because he gave his heart to that woman who died. So give your heart only to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. One beautiful one email that had come, very nice, that a wonderful flower went down to the of the ocean, to the bottom the bed of the ocean, and met a pearl in its oyster. And then spoke to the oyster and said, our whole family, all the flowers, roses, all of us in the garden, we are so beautiful. And our fragrance is so wonderful. The rose, the chambeli, the raat ki rani, all of us, we are so beautiful and that. And, but then the pearl made out a sadness in the voice of the flower. So asked the flower, why are you so sad? The flower said that human beings grow us, but not for our sake. They grow us for their benefit. They look after us, they grow us, that they have wonderful roses, etc. And when we blossom and we are beautiful now, we are in our full shabab, in our youth we are. The flower, the roses opened up beautifully. Then they cut us off right from the bottom. And they take us away from where we are. Then in a few days, when we are withered, they throw us by the side of the road. They throw us into dustbins. And then the flowers told the pearl in the oyster, you also tell me something of you. The oyster, the pearl said, me, I protect myself. I keep myself covered. And I try, my oyster, the cover must be more thick. And I stay deep down in the ocean. Mankind looks for me also. And the more I hide and they can't find me, the more valuable I am. But the more I am protected in my oyster, the more I am protected from their hands also. They can't get me. Then it is, what lesson should we take from this? Those women who are open and for everyone, They are just used for a few days and then they are thrown away. But those that protect themselves and they keep themselves properly in parda, those are always protected. One Italian minister refused to sign the law in his country outlawing hijab parda. And he says, every picture that I see of Virgin Mary, I see her with a veil. How can I sign a law that the veil must be outlawed and it must not be allowed? May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Aim Ali Ahmad. So next week, who's going to try and bring one more person? Only few people and only quarter head. Only Ashraf and his Hayam. Try, inshallah. All one person will come. And Allah make his life whole. Whatever he's going to do, his progeny going to do, we'll get the sawab. Alhamdulillah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wallah is a fuzzle in kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our barakat of our hazard, our barakatuh, and we'll be taking the name of Allah. Yaar rahe yaar ab tu mera aur main tera yaar rahu mujhko faqat tujhse ho mohabbat khalq se main bezaar rahu har dam zikr o fikr mein tere mast rahu sarshar rahu hosh rahe na mujhko kisi ka tera magar hoshyar rahu ab to rahe bas taad mein aakhir wirre zubaan mere ila la ilaha illallah la ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah La ilaha illallah Tere siwa ma'bood haqeeqi Koi nahi hai koi nahi Tere siwa maqsood haqeeqi Koi nahi hai koi nahi Tere siwa maujood haqeeqi Koi nahi hai koi nahi Tere siwa mashhood haqeeqi Koi nahi hai koi nahi Ab to rahe bas taad-e-aakhir Wird-e-zubaa-e-mere-ila La ilaha illallah لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله ياد میں تیری سب کو بلا دوں کوئی نہ مجھ کو یاد رہے تجھ پر سب گھر بار لٹا دوں خانہ یہ دل آباد رہے سب خوشیوں کو آگ لگا دو غم سے تیرے دل شاد رہے سب کو نظر سے اپنی گرا دو تجھ سے فقط فریاد رہے اب تو رہے بس تاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله جب تک قلب رہے پہلو میں جب تک تن میں جان رہے لب پہ تیرا نام رہے اور دل میں تیرا دھیان رہے جذب میں پرا ہوش رہے اور عقل میری حیران رہے لیکن تجھ سے غافل ہرگز دل میرا ایک آن رہے اب تو رہے بس چاد میں آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Inshallah, as we know that inshallah next week, next weekend, Yawm al-Jumu'ah, our Islahi Ijtima'ah will be taking place inshallah. We humbly request all the brothers inshallah to come for the 2 days from Yawm al-Jumu'ah, Yawm al-Sabt and Yawm al-Ahad till the Zuhar of Yawm al-Ahad. We humbly request brothers to make the shkil in the respective areas inshallah. And many areas, some areas mashallah the brothers have given us feedback. Some areas we're still waiting inshallah for the brothers to give us an idea how many brothers will be coming inshallah, and still too we can still make the shkil in the meanwhile inshallah, bring the other brothers inshallah. And Hazrat inshallah will be going to Marlborough this Yawm al-Jumu'ah inshallah from the night, Thursday night inshallah. There will be a program there, and Hazrat will be staying 24 hours with the students in the madrasa also inshallah. So if Hazrat, any announcement, whoever wants to come, is there any please ijazat inshallah to inform us by tomorrow inshallah if there are any brothers who are interested in coming also to Marlborough inshallah for 24 hours from Thursday afternoon inshallah, and we'll continue till Jumu'ah, after Jumu'ah Salat inshallah. That will be the final program inshallah. Jazakallah.
This past week we went to South Coast, and on Yawm al-Arbi'ah Wednesday we started the journey. First day was in Shellcross. When we reached at after supper, after Maghrib we had supper, so one elderly person, mashallah, full beard and everything, so he narrated a dream that night, Yawm al-Thalitha, Tuesday night. He says he saw two of his friends who told him, in the way they speak, let's go to top mosque, that's the masjid that we were. So he asked, why, what's happening there? So he said, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving bayan there, so let us go there. So mashallah, they were and the environment on that night, how many ulama from everywhere came. It was a wonderful environment, and all felt that bayan was something. It wasn't my bayan, it was some other different bayan. May Allah Ta'ala give us the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to follow in his footsteps inshallah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم رب ارحمهم كما ربيانا صغيرا. يا الله forgive all our sins يا الله. Ya Allah, make our akhirat better than before, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, bless us with true love of our Shaykh, Ya Allah. Give us istiqamat on his teachings, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, save us from wahan, Ya Allah. And give us husn khatma in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has asked for. Save us from whatever he has asked refuge from. Wa antal musta'an, wa alayka al-bala, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا رب.